And let's sing that little chorus before Brother Settles comes. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Do you feel His presence? Do you love Him? Do you appreciate Him? Amen. Let's sing it together. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see Father, as we come to this little place this night and to worship You and to glorify Your wonderful name, and Lord, with a true thanksgiving in our hearts for all that You have done for us and that which You are going to do, Lord, that which You've seen in Your mind for us, every moon or star You'd fulfill and keep a promise, Lord, that You gave forth. Oh God, being beneficiaries of that great life that was given in this hour, may we, Lord, in appreciation, love You and thank You, Lord. And as we worship tonight, may it be from the very depths of our heart, Lord, where there could be no restriction whatsoever. Lord, nothing to hold us back, nothing of the cares of life that would choke, but Lord Jesus, just a pure, unadulterated, pure worship, Lord. Father, to glorify You, bless us this night, Lord, and may we be a blessing to You. Lord Jesus, thank You for everything now. Deal with our hearts accordingly, Lord, and may our hearts be prepared for the hearing of that great and precious word. And Lord, move in our hearts by that sweet Holy Spirit, knowing, Father, we're coming to the closing of time on this earth. And Lord Jesus, everything You said it would be is going to be exactly like You said, for You do not lie. And Father, we appreciate that so very much. Have Your way now as each one of us, Lord, every one of us, I trust by the grace of God, will be able to commit ourselves unto You. That, Lord, we're here for a purpose this night, and You've seen us here, Lord. So bless us and have Your way. Bless Brother Settles, Lord, as he brings the worship service. And Father, make it easy for him. May the people be drawn, Lord, and make it easy for him now. Have Your ways, we ask in Your holy, most precious name, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Oh, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory. Of the Lord is in this place.
believe that? Amen. Did you bring him with you? Amen. Ain't he wonderful? Oh, I love him, saints. To think that every time we meet, where two or three are gathered, there you're going to be in our midst. It's a promise. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Little chorus, he is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Be thankful, saints. Amen.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Seated. Amen. Oh, he's alive, saints. Ain't that a consolation? You feel him alive in your heart. Amen. Sing a little chorus. Alive. Alive. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Alive.
Alive. Alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, alive, alive. Amen. Oh, he's here. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Thus is alive forevermore.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus.
be so wonderfully happy. Amen. Smile burning in your face and your heart. Amen. Oh, he's so good, saints. Amen. Amen. Make sure Neville never get you down, saints. Never hold you down. Amen. Ain't the thing that we'll never fall, but we won't stay. Amen. Bound right back up. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's start our capstone books if you sing one here song with me. Amen. Let's sing 34. Victory. Do you really have the victory, saints? Amen. You know, you can tell a put on victory and a real victory. Amen. The real one never dies. Amen. It's always there, burning.
When the host of Israel, led by God, round the walls of Jericho softly trod, trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's tread. By faith they saw the victory.
See the victory.
Oh, victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory ahead. David with the shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field, all alone, trusting in the Lord. He knew what God had said. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Oh, trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Daniel prayed unto the Lord thrice each day, then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear or dread. By faith he saw the victory. Amen. I was tried, asking for deliverance of thy cry. Trusting in the Lord, I reckoned I was dead. By faith I saw the victory ahead. Victory, oh victory, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Oh, trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory ahead.
Amen.
Oh, victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory.
It's just around the corner, saints. Amen. Going home time. Amen. What a day that's going to be. Amen. Oh, I love him, saints. Amen. Looking forward to spend eternity with him. Amen. Praise his holy name. Ramos, would you like to come? Amen. Praise his holy name. That's the blessing.
Lord, thank you so much for thy grace and thy mercy to us, Lord. Once again, we want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, this privilege to be here this evening. Thank you, Lord, for the health and strength you bring us, for the desire in our hearts to be here. Lord, we pray you'll draw us closer to thee this night. May we climb a rung higher than you, Lord. prayer. Lord, we pray you'll have your preeminence the remainder of this service. Everything that's said and done, may it be for thy glory and honor. Lord, we pray once again to bless this offering. Use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. For we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus is the one. Yes. He's the only one. Amen.
Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. And when he speaks, you'll know dark clouds will have to go.
Met that need. Amen. Praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to take the request? Yes, Father. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise his holy name. Victory. All saints. What a wonderful word. Praise his name. You may be seated if you like. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Anyone else have a song? Amen. Got a song burning on your heart, maybe? Amen. Amos, you got one? Yes. Isn't he wonderful? If he's wonderful to you, sing it with all your heart. Amen.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, eyes have seen, ears have heard, oh, hallelujah. Oh, isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't Jesus?
Sing it as he comes forward. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, amen. Glory in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Hallelujah. I have seen, I have heard, what's recorded.
wonderful to
oh,
you.
Oh, yes, he is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, he's so precious. Saints, I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just have come humbly tonight, Lord, asking you to speak to us. And Lord, before there was ever a moon or a star, you've seen each one of us tonight, Lord, and you knew we'd be right here. And you knew the desire of every heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, by grace, here we stand now, fulfillment, Lord. Yes. Oh, I pray, oh God, that it'll burn in our hearts, Lord, to be all that you would have us be.
Yes,
Lord, to surrender our lives and our hearts to you, Lord, to more maybe than we ever have.
Hallelujah.
And just to let you have your way. We ask your blessings upon your word, Lord, speak to us.
Jesus.
And Lord, may we be able to be say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. My, he's so precious to us saints. Amen. I love him. You know, I just got a few words here this evening, and I pray it doesn't seem jumbled to you, but, you know, it's just some things that come on my heart. I was kind of looking a different direction. I had something else. And as I was reading one of the scriptures, this scripture just kind of popped out and these things just kind of came to me.
Amen.
And I thought we'd just read them tonight. And you know, if you can sit there and think it's for someone else, or you can take it in for yourself and say, this
Amen.
Is for me. But you know, I just wanted to, let's just turn over here to John, the 15th chapter. You know, it's very, very, when you can find yourself in these scriptures, saints, and you begin to see what a joy it should be. It's not a joy that's just something that's there to all when you get around it, but it's something that every day you live with.
Mm-hmm.
A peace that is there every day.
Amen.
Not something just when everything's good and life's at ease.
Amen.
Not just a joy that's there when you're happy because everything's floating your way. But oh, and down on the inside, there's something working.
Amen.
It's bigger than you are, and this body can't help but to become subject to it.
Amen.
And then to see your life changing and turning, and,
yes.
and see your desires totally change from what they might have been once upon a time.
Amen.
And to be able to look up.
Yes.
My, how blessed you are. I just pray that
Amen.
As we read some of these things tonight, maybe it'll touch your heart in a special way. But let's just read it here in John, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse. Very familiar scriptures. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Amen.
And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. But each one of these scriptures I'm going to read here, just I want you to pay attention. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, and if you'll just look down through time, you can see many people that probably has made that commitment or took that step forward. I'm going to walk for God. I'm going to follow God. And then maybe seen that testimony waver and fall away. Saw it go back behind and it's no longer there. Because I believe that person chose him. He didn't choose them. For someone to reject the word and walk away from it and say, he didn't choose that person. But oh my, if you can look down in your life and you look at this word and it comes and maybe it just steps on your toes and maybe it puts you in the mud and maybe it's uncovered your sin in the times past and just showed us for what we truly was at times. But oh, the rich love of God and the mercy that burns in your heart that it's not a, oh, whitey, it's, but thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Oh, he's wonderful. That's the love, and that's the joy that comes back up from the inside.
Amen.
It's not, oh, it's a burden to serve the Lord, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. But, oh, there's something down on the inside. It's just,
Amen.
Oh, it's just moving out.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn over here to Romans, the 9th chapter, and the 11th verse. Read this portion. I don't know how far we get. We may just read some scriptures. I don't know, but saints, it's got to be real to us. The reality of what God has done and is doing in your heart and in your life. And if you can't see that, And if you don't have that reality, that there is an anchor holding me, there is something that's got a hold of me that's bigger than I am.
Amen.
Maybe in myself I would like to quit and give up. Maybe I would like to walk away and say, oh, I just don't know. Or the cares of life get so hard sometimes you think I'll just... But there's something down on the inside that through it all, it's pushing. There's no turning back. It's driving all the way. Glory to God. Here in Romans, the 9th chapter and 11th verse, it says, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not to him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing that formed it say unto him, why hast thou formed me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay in the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering of the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And that he might make known the riches of the glory in the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory. Even us, whom he hath called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Amen. And saints, we're living in a time. We're coming down to the closing moments of time, and it's beginning to become so obvious. And you begin to see where people's love is. That they say they love God, but as the scripture says, their hearts are far from him. Far from him. And we're coming down to a time where it's, we've got to inspect ourselves, and we're looking. Where do I stand? What's my desire? What's my purpose in life? Am I looking? He said he had chosen the ones that he chose would bring forth fruit. They would bring forth a life that would show forth that he had chosen them, that he was in them. It's not something they can do in themselves, but it's something that he's doing through that person. It's not them saying, I'm going to stand this way. They say that and they take the stand, but they realize that if it wasn't for God down on the inside, that they wouldn't hold to the truth. They wouldn't hold to the word, but it takes something special. And God knew what it would take, and that's why he pre-ordered each one that would stand in this day. And that's why when it's preached on the thoughts of God, and we see that circle with those precious thoughts, and we can see that cycle coming down, and we see the word made flesh, and then that word come and dwelt among us, separated himself on the day of Pentecost and dwelt among us, and housed himself again in flesh bodies, and brought these bodies under his control, under subjection to the precious word. Oh my, and you can see it taking place in your life because your body's turning to it. You're not following the creed of a church. You're not following the creed of some man. But you realize and you can hold up this and say, I'm following the word of God. When you look and read it, every word, it just becomes so much more magnified. When you pick any word out of that Bible, from taking care of the temple, your body is a temple. And you sisters not cutting your hair. And us men being godly and living lives that pertain to godliness. And being able to stand as Christians today. Each word just, it's not something, oh, I got to do it. I've got to remember. No, but there's just such a love down on the inside. I don't want what the world has. I don't want what the world has to offer. There's truly a peace on the inside. That I don't need the entertainments of this world. I don't need the excitements that everybody else has to feed on. They have to travel to get this excitement, and they need that, and they want this. But oh, there's a deep, settled contentment down on the inside that I've got what I need. I know why I've been sent here. And oh, it's working on the inside to the out. But my, You've got to be able to see that. And if you can't see that in your life, then it's time to cry out to God and to truly get a hold of Him and have Him get a hold of you in a way that He'll carry you through whatever comes. But my, we've seen it all of our lives. Many times people claim to be Christians and the storm hits and they forget it. It's over. They've done and forgot all they knew about Christianity. But oh my, there's a people that's on the scene. That the Lord said He would show His little bride off, and that little bride is going to have this word 100% as a rock in her life, and she'll be a testimony, a witness for Him in this last day. Oh my, may we find ourselves in that. Amen. Let's turn over here to 1 Peter, the second chapter. Amen. You know, we've reached a time, saints, where so many people just want to feed on. They've got the message. They've got it. I've been in a message church all my life. I understand it. I know all about it. I can tell you everything there is. And they forget all about the life of Him living in you, overcoming, following Christ daily, taking up your cross daily, and following the Word. And then they just, everyone wants to shout about the joyous things and all when things are talked about. You know, I heard a man preaching and he got up and he read about four scriptures. And then he began to just read newspaper articles about Israel and the Jews. And all the people was so excited. But we know that's going to come and that's for them. And that'll work in God's plan. But what about me? What about you? We're not part of that over there. Oh, we've been called for a purpose, another purpose. And anyone that might be under the sound of my voice, you've got to realize where we're at, the purpose you've been called for. It ain't going to work just knowing what's going to happen someplace else. And it's good to rejoice about these things that's going to take place. But there's no life in a newspaper clipping. There's no spirit in a newspaper clipping. But this word is spirit and it is life. And it'll bring about every change this body has need of. It will bring the results of this precious word in your life. Amen. But it's got to take the word, not getting excited all over all these other things. That's good. It's wonderful to get excited about the New Jerusalem, and it's wonderful. But if you don't know for sure you're going to be there, it ain't no good to you. That's right. But that's what this time has been prepared for. God has given us time now to know, to reveal His word, and for us to lay in the sunlight and to soak it up. Why? By the hearing of the word, that's the way He put it in order. By the hearing of the word, you become the word. Oh my, and it'll take this body and change it in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. But in 1 Peter, the second chapter, begin at the first verse. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Oh my, saints, and there's people, they get in a rut, they won't go to church because they're mad at somebody else in the church and they won't even go to service no more. That ain't Christians, that ain't nowhere near close. Amen. But people's been, they've took that in that that's okay because they're right and the other person's wrong. But that's not it. God in there would solve that problem. He would drive them two together and that would be mended right back together. That God won't have confusion in His church. But oh my, unity and love one for another. And oh my, I wonder, even us, we're going to spend eternity together. Do I love each one of my brothers and sisters enough? That right now today, if I had to, I could live with them with a year and never have a spat, never have an argument, never have a quarrel between us. Do I love my brother and my sister that much? Oh, something to ask yourself. Because the one you're sitting beside of tonight, you both are planning on spending eternity together. Oh my. As He says here, if so, let's just back up. And all envy, evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted of that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same has made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now a people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And my saints, when you can really realize that you've been called out of darkness to walk in the light, that marvelous light, my, it'll change your opinion, it'll change your attitude, it'll change your outlook on life. But oh my, these things, are they real to us? Do I see myself there? Those scriptures, are they pertaining to me? And does that excite me to know that I've been chosen? And I know I've been chosen because I can see the results of what he said that chosen people would be and what they would do. See the life coming forth. Amen. But this is in the message, the Feast of the Trumpets. And this may seem like I'm changing just a little bit, but let's just follow these through here. Brother Branham's talking here. He says, but it will come. This is paragraph 115. This was preached July 1964. But it will come. That is the promise for this age. We're living in an age that his coming will be in. And she must be identified in him. Any woman must be identified with her husband, for the two are one. And Christ's bride has to be identified with him, for the two are one. And he is the word, not the denomination. The word. We are to be the children of the light. And the light is the word which is made light for this age. How do we know light except it comes from the Word? All right, the Word made flesh is the light of the age. When you see it, and the Bible said so. Them people looking at Jesus back there said, well, this man, who is he? Why, he's born an illegitimate birth down there. Why, his father and his mother is this, that, and the other, and all of this. But they didn't know him. If they'd have known the scriptures, they would have known him. He said so. And they said, we are Moses' disciples. And said, if you knew Moses, you would know me, for Moses wrote of me. And still, too blind to see it. See how humble, away from all the crews and the denominations and the creeds and everything, God moved right in flesh in the form of a man, a kinsman redeemer. And she must be identified with him. We are invited to be the children of the light, that we walk in the light. He says, I remember down in Kentucky here not long ago, I had a meeting, and after I come out of the church, there was an old man standing and with a lantern in his hand, and he belonged to a church that don't believe in healing and so forth. Said, I different with you, Brother Branham. Well, you got a right to do that. He said, you see, I will not accept anything unless I see it. I've got to see it right plain. I said, then did you ever see God right plain standing before you? Of course he didn't believe in visions and things. He said, no. Well, I said, then you're not a believer, sir. I couldn't talk to you, see? We see what God promises and hold to that. He said, how do you figure that? He said, come, go with me and talk tonight. And Brother Bram said, I said, I can't. I like to. Where you live? He said, you go over the mountain here. He said, how are you going to get there? He said, you don't see your house. And the old man says, uh-uh. He said, well, there's a path runs up over the hill. He said, you don't see the path. And he said, uh-uh. He said, well, I got a lantern. And Brother Branham said, I said, the lantern won't show the light right on the house. Oh, no. But the path will lead to the house. But that lantern will only show the light for one step at a time. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light, one step at a time, Lord, coming closer to him. Yeah, children of the light, accept his word and keep walking and watch more unfold. Don't leave it no matter what somebody else says. Stay right in that and just keep walking with it and watch it unfold and reveal itself. The word is a seed, and a seed in the right ground will bring forth of its kind. Amen. Amen. And that little predestinated seed, you put it in the right ground. You may not be able to see that end. You may not see where you're going. But step by step, the Holy Spirit will light the path as you walk. And it will lead the way right through every trial, through every test, through every dark place in life. It'll lead. That peace will be there. The joy will be there. Even though you may not know what lies ahead, you may not be able to see what's over the next hill. But the Holy Spirit already knows what's there. And it'll prepare you on this side of the hill for what's there when you get on the other side. My, when you can see God as he's begin, and you just got to look at your own life, saints. And I pray each one of us can see it, but how, go back a year, go back 2 years, go back 5 years, and see how God, in that short of time, what you've overcome, how far he's brought you, how much maybe you used not to have peace. Maybe you didn't have joy. Maybe you didn't have those things in your life. But now you can see it beginning to come forth and manifest. You see what God is doing for you. And it's not you. It's not something you can work up in yourself. But it's a life you can't live. But He on the inside will bring it all right and make it line up 100% with this precious word that's been left. But we got to watch to keep our eyes on Him. He knows where you're headed, not yourself. But everybody wants to lead themselves. Nobody wants to become humble and yield to the Holy Spirit. And that's hard when you won't yield. But oh my, when you find that place where you can yield and let the Holy Spirit begin to lead you and guide you. Amen. And take over and let God, you just watch it work right together for His glory. Amen. Amen. But there's been a people that's been predestinated for that. There's been a people that's been preordered and sent here that no test in this life is big enough to overthrow them. No obstacle's too great to keep them from coming to that literal life of Jesus Christ being on display in their life. Amen. If He preordered you, He will make it happen. Yes, why? Amen. Because He's on the inside pushing. Oh, and you can't stop yourself. You can try all you want, but if you've been predestinated, that little seed, when you plant it in the ground, as it's been said many times, you plant that grass seed, you can throw concrete on top of it, whatever you want, and it'll poke out someplace. That life's going to come forth. It cannot. Nothing can hold it down if it's been in there. Amen, and it'll reproduce of its own kind right down the line. Hallelujah. This is in God, Rich in Mercy, preached in 65, paragraph 49. Like my little eagle story of how the little eagle was hatched out under a hen, and that little fellow walked out with chickens. He, the hen, clucked, and he didn't understand her clucking, and the little chickens, their diet they had in the barnyard, he didn't understand that, how they did that. But there was something in him seemed to be different from what the chicken was. Because at the beginning he was an eagle, that's right. One day his mama come hunting. And when he heard the scream of that eagle, it was different from the cluck of the hen. And that's the way it is with every born-again believer. You can hear all the theology you want to and all the made man discrepancy. But when that word flashes out there, there is something that takes a hold and you come to it. You who were once dead in sin, that life has he quickened. There has to be a life there to quicken to first. And God by his foreknowledge knowed all things. And we were predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Ye who were once dead in sins and trespasses, wherein we all had our times past, but hath he quickened. Look at Paul. Paul, a great theologian, but when he come face to face with the word Jesus, it quickened him. And he come to life right quick because he was ordained to be that. He was part of the word. And when the word saw the word, it was his nature. And all the clucking of the hens in the Orthodox churches didn't have no effect upon him. He had saw the word and it was part of him. He was an eagle. He wasn't a chicken. He was just in the barnyard with him, but he was an eagle to begin with. And we're living in such an age, saints, where people just, they trot over the scriptures and they trot over the quotes and they just lay it down and they trample on it and they'll take away from it. They don't care to add to it or change a scripture. But there's a predestinated people. There's something down on the inside that just won't have, it just won't take. And there's something in there that it just raises up in them. It's not that you're mad at the person or you hate the person or anything like that, but there's just something in there. There's a life in there. That's not it. And it just boils in there. Give me this word. Give me the way that it was wrote. Put it back on printed page. Take it the way God give it to us. Amen. And there's been a predestinated people. You look at the span of time since the prophet's been gone. And look at all the things that's come down. And look how the word's been tried to be taken away from. And just look at the denominations after Luther's time and how the Lutherans, they just kept sliding. It just was done. Wesley's age, it was just done. And after the Pentecostal age, look at the Pentecostal denomination, just done. And you look at this message church and it looks like the church has just slid away. But God said he left a little bit of light in that last age, and there is a bride that is standing 100%. She has not faded away. She has not let loose of this precious word. But she's holding on with all that's in her, and it's not her, but it's him inside. Because he predestinated her to stand and to hold this precious word. It's something she can't do herself. But down on the inside, there's a drive. There's a force to be just like this precious word. Not to deviate from it, not to lay it aside and say that part's not important, this part's not important, but just the way that it was brought. There's a people that it's burning in their heart to see it fulfilled just the way that it was brought. Amen. And I thank God that by His mercy and grace, I feel that challenge burning on the inside.
Amen.
No matter if you have to walk alone, as I said last Thursday night, it might come down to it's just you, but there's something on the inside that'll keep you and keep you moving right on through.
Amen.
My, it's just so good to know that God's got you in the palm of His hand. Amen. When you look around and you see so many confused and so many, they don't know which way to turn and which way to go, and that's what happens. They think they'll just stay home. They're so confused. The churches they want, and they do. They decide to stay home, and it just begins to. They don't realize that God set it in order. And oh my, if you can get around where there's two or three and gather in His name, oh, and get in there where the Word's at. Find a minister that's preaching the Word and stay with it. Just make sure that it comes 100% from those precious books, right down the line. My, you know, it's just, as a minister said, he quoted the scripture, "The soul that sinneth it shall die." And it sounded good. It sounded like he was preaching it just the way Brother Branham brought it. But then he turned around and he said, "Take the sin out of that soul and it shall live." That's not what the Word said. That's not what this Bible said. And that's just a little thing. And you may say, "Oh, that don't seem like much." But it's one word contrary to what God said. That's all Satan told Eve that day. Was, he don't mean that. That's all it took. But oh, there's something down on the inside of that little elective. They don't want nothing. They don't want to even get on the verge of it. Oh, it'll be all right. No, there's something down on the inside. And oh, if there was more elect that could take a stand. And when something like that is said or spoke, that they could raise up and walk out the doors on it. Oh my, what a house cleaning there could be.
Amen.
Hey man, but we realize it's the time we're in. And it's got to come. It'll be so close in those last days, but oh, there's been a bride predestinated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we're interested in, to make sure we're in that number.
Amen.
And if you don't know you're in that number, well, now's the time to get in, to find
Amen.
Out. While there's still time, you better run and give it all to God. Amen.
Amen.
This is in God, Rich and Mercy, also paragraph 84. He said, "Today, friend, the only way that we can ever have favor with God is rich in mercy today. But you've got to respect what He said about it. You just can't take what somebody else said. You've got to take what God said. He said, 'Let every man's word be a lie and mine true.' And today we're told that all you have to do in many places is join a church and have a creed or something like that. Say a prayer, put your name on a book, and be sprinkled or baptized a certain way or something like that. That's all you have to do, but that's wrong. To be an eagle of God, you've got to follow the Word day by day. You've got to continue and feed upon the Word."
Yes.
And my, there's just something about you see a little elected that truly gets to hungering for God. And maybe all they got to do is hear that Word. "Repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." You don't have to tell them they got a hunger for the Holy Ghost. You watch that little gene down on the inside go to hunger, and you watch it then turn this body. Keep it up, sleepless, push it to the altar. You watch it begin to work on the inside. You don't have to get them by the arm and lead them to the altar. You don't have to put your arm around and say, "Brother, you really need to go up there." You just watch that little gene as it begins to work down on the inside.
Amen.
It may just start small. "I'll just sneak in the back door. And then maybe I'll just sneak in the back door again. And maybe I'll just sneak in one more time." And you just watch. They may look like the same old cold, starchy person as they come in that door and sit down each time. But you just watch, if that little elected seed's in there one night, it'll be the last time.
Amen.
And you watch that person hit the altar.
Yes.
And you watch God, or it might even be in their bench. You watch God meet them, and you watch God fill them with the baptism of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
God's not dead.
Amen.
They took it out. They didn't know what it's all about. The preacher, "Let him lay hands on you, you'll receive the Holy Ghost." We've seen it all of our life. We've seen it come, and it's still going on. But God can do it without a man's hand in it. God can bring them right through. And you watch the life behind it back up the Word 100% that He chose. And when He chose, He pre-ordered it. And it'll work exactly down the line to that precious Word.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Let me see here. Thank you, Lord. This is in God's provided way for this day. Paragraph 21, I think. He says, "It's gotten into a place where they are trying to hybrid the churches today from the real baptism of the Holy Ghost to a handshake, some kind of a sprinkle, or to a water baptism. Oh my, the whole thing is hybrid. We want to get back. A hybrid plant, you have to baby it and spray it, keep the bugs and the beetles off of it. But not a genuine healthy plant. He is sturdy and strong. Don't no bugs come on him. He's got enough in him to throw the bug off. And so is a genuine Christian. You don't have to baby him and pat him, tell him this, that, or the other. He's got something in him. The baptism of the Holy Ghost throws all the rest of it off. Don't have to beg him around, because he's a genuine plant of God and he's got something in him that wars. A Christian fights for every inch of ground he stands on. He must do that. And if he ever expects to exist, and by doing it, there is something in him that takes care of him. Eve tried to hybrid the word. In the beginning, God told her, the day you eat thereof, that day you die. And she tried to breed it in with knowledge that Satan gave her. And when she did, she lost the whole human race right there to the devil. When she tried to mix God's unadulterated word with knowledge, it doesn't come from the knowledge of the world. It comes by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by power, by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how God does it. God's word is the seed of eternal life. Amen. Glory.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And once it's there, it's, if you was eternal and you was in the thoughts of God, it always was. Amen. Never did begin, never will end.
Amen.
Amen. By God's grace, I can believe that. And it's anchored. I don't need someone to convince me that that's right. I don't need someone to get some kind of proof that that's the way it's going to be. Some drawing. Oh, but all I need is to know that little wheel in the middle of the wheel down inside there is just something. You know, it's like sometimes you eat certain foods and it's just so satisfying. Cold drink of water or something. And then sometimes you might think you want something and you get it and all, it's just so upsetting to the stomach. But this precious word of God's never upsetting to that little gene down in there. It's always so satisfying and so filling. When it's the true word and it's coming right, there's just something in there. It just rejuvenates. It'll revitalize all that's down in there and just keeps it fresh. Amen.
Amen.
But oh my, this is in Souls in Prison Now, preached January 11th, 63, paragraph 151. He says, see, their names are on the book of life in that book, and he had to stand there because it was God's purpose to redeem them. I've cut some out, but I pray you'll get enough. It says, their names were put on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was put there with it to be slain. And here come the Lamb. When was slain, came back to make intercession. Watch him. There will be a lot of impersonation and a lot of everything else. But there was really somebody was going to be saved. For he, the church, was predestinated to be without spot or wrinkle. And she's going to be there. The Lamb died for that purpose. And when that last name on that book was redeemed, the Lamb came forth and took the book. I'm the one that did it. The angels and the cherubims, the 24 elders, the beast and everything uncrowned themselves and fell down before the throne and said, worthy art thou. And John said, everything in heaven and earth heard me hollering, amen, screaming hallelujah and praises to God. The scream went up why their names was in that book to be revealed, and the Lamb had revealed it.
Amen.
And by God's grace today, I have seen that my name is on that book.
Amen.
Each one of us should be able to have that assurance. My name is wrote on that book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm happy. That's why he's wonderful. That's why I sing. That's why I shout. That's why I live every day the way I live.
Amen.
It's not me, but it's him. He's compelled me to be what I am today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you can't help yourself, but you don't want to help yourself. It's just so good to know that it's him. When you can step down by a stream and you see that crystal clear water flowing, and this time of year you look and you see the green trees, and it's just amazing what God can do. And then you look around and you see all the life that God has, and this man is so dumbfounded by things. I seen where they found a shark down in the ocean. It's only like the 58th one they've ever seen, and it come from like 2,600 feet deep. And they're just so amazed, and the thing washed up on the beach, and they went to doing an autopsy on trying to figure out how this could be and where it come from and all that. But oh my, there's things down there that man will never see. But that same God that created all of that, he put that little gene down on the inside. He took my life that once was filled up and just messed up in the cares of this life, and he changed my attitude. He changed my life and turned me around, and he's done the same for many of you. And most people never will pay attention to that. They kind of forget and lose sight, but that's the greatest thing they'll ever see God do, is change that life around. It shows his greatness, that he can take something down here and turn it into something to his glory and his honor. Amen. This is in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Preached July 28th. You sisters can come to the instruments. Paragraph 512. He says, notice now, he is the head of the body that's born from them. That excuses every denomination and every creed. See, unbelief in the word, which is himself, the word of life. The word only has life. Any other word is hybrid. No matter how much it looks like it, it isn't the word. The word produces its own life. That Eve swapped for personal knowledge. See how the church has today through some man's understanding. Moses had a great understanding of God till he met the burning bush. And then he saw his failure. And the burning bush had what Moses lacked. And the word has got what the denominations lack. And oh my, this word has still got what many lack today if they would just get serious and sincere with God. It's got it right here. But oh my, I thank God that there's something done on the inside that's pulsating, that's burning. No matter what comes, what goes, this is my life. This is my all. It's all for him because what he's done and doing for me. Hallelujah. I pray each one of us saints is feeling a challenge burning our hearts. You know, Satan will come as the days go on, and if the Lord should tarry, he'll do all he can to tear and to set asunder. Brother Branham, in the word to the church, he even said he would put people in your midst to try to cause disturbances and all these things. And as God begins to move and you see things happen and things, he's going to do all he can. But that's why God has sent this precious word. He said, I'll fortify them. Amen. They'll stand with what I've got. And that's why we must stand with the pure, unadulterated word of God. You can't take what somebody said. Don't give me what somebody else said. Give me what the word said about it. Amen. Amen. And if each one stands on that and can stand on their own revelation, what a mighty strong hand you can be for God. This little place could be a burning firebrand for God, but you've each one. We can't lean on my shoulders. I can't lean on your shoulders. We got to stand in the unity of the faith and come to the maturity of what God would have us be. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. I enjoyed that real good. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Stirring. Amen. What God has done for us. I was thinking about when he's talking about that predestination and so forth and what God's done for us. And he read the scripture, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. My mind automatically went to that Melchizedek coming down through Jesus Christ. Amen. Then came the body of Christ. We are a chosen generation, our royal priesthood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory Amen. To God. Royal blood flows through my veins.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Are you bragging on who you are? No, I'm bragging on what God's done for me.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm bragging on. All what he's done for me. Hallelujah. That amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet that sound. Amen. Let us all stand. Praise God. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Yeah, I'll be happy enough to sing one or think of one. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Timothy.
Why don't you sing that old chorus, Alive, Alive.
Amen. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. he's alive. Amen. How do you know he's alive? Because he's living through you. Amen. Glory. How close can you get but that close? When you know he's a living and expressing through you. Amen. He's so wonderful and precious. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just been so good and wonderful to sit under your precious word. And Lord, it's always so good, Lord, to know as the minister is up ministering the word of God and serving the word to the people, that Lord, we can all be in unison. Lord, and the words coming forth and the inspiration coming with it, and inspirations in our hearts saying, thank you, Lord. Amen. By God's grace, we can see where a part of that word is coming forth. And Lord Jesus, and you promised you'd prove all your words. And Father, we're so appreciative of all you're doing in our lives. And it stirs us, Lord, to just want to commit ourselves greater to you and give our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is such a reasonable service. And Lord, that we be conformed to the image of your Son. Oh, how thankful we are, Lord, for your word. Bless us now, and we appreciate you giving us this opportunity tonight now. And Lord, as we leave this little place, may we take these words with us. And Lord, our minds and hearts be stirred with it as we go through the day. For Lord Jesus, knowing just over the next hill, it may be the last hill, Lord, we have to go over. And Father, we're going to head on home. So we pray that you'll bless us now as we leave this little place. Bring us back to next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, come back again hungering for the word of God as we give you again all the glory and the honor. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.